Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, and we here, baby, on the talk of the town now. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to a new edition of the Slack is Talk podcast, where today we representing none other than LOX, baby, Jada, Styles P, Sheik Looch, Wild Out, Kiss the Game Goodbye. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Straight from Yonkers. We talking about the Locks. Fresh off their victory on the Versus battle versus the Dipset. I know y'all seen it. I know y'all been hearing the news. You know what I mean? And notice I said the key words, fresh off their victory. You know, I'm not even going to wait to the end on this one. This one was clear cut. This one was an open and shut case. You know what I'm saying? The Locks win by a landslide. You know what I mean? Normally here on the Slack is Talk, I keep the suspense going when I do the verses. You know what I'm saying? As far as like who's best, who had the better career, or who had the better album. I keep the suspense going, you know, all the way to the end of the show. But on this one is clear cut. On this show, it's not about who's better or not, per se. This one is just about giving the Locks they respect, giving the Locks they just do. You know, on this versus battle right here, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And we're going to talk about, you know, why they better and everything than Dipset. But this one is about, like, giving the Locks, you know, they just do. The respect that they earn, man. They veterans in the game, without a doubt. And I feel like people don't give them enough credit. Now, first off, before we get started, let me explain a couple of things about the music industry. Because I don't want nobody to think that I'm bashing Dipset or saying Dipset is not on that level. So, like, let's get a couple of things clear first. Now, in the music industry, right, there's a lot more things that factor into being a good artist besides the music. There's a lot of important other factors besides the music. And I know, to a lot of people, that sounds strange. What you mean, like, the music, you know, there's other things besides the music when we're talking about the music industry. Well, you have to be a good performer. You have to know how to engage with your audience. You have to be good at talking. You have to be good at marketing, you know, how to market yourself, being able to get your fans into you. And to a lot of people, some people is about gimmick. Some people is about presentation. You know, there's a lot of artists that the music is top notch, but they don't have the personality to match. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a lot of other factors that go into it. Now, let's get into Dipset real quick. Dipset, I love Dipset, man. I love Dipset music, man. Dipset started an evolution, man, with the clothes, man, the fatigues, the driving around in the pink SUVs and all that, the styles, having the diamonds, the big diamond belts and all that. They started an evolution, man. I said this. I was the first one to probably say this, man. The Dipset made it cool for guys to wear pink. You know what I'm saying? I'm an 80s baby, and it is what it is. Back when I was coming up and going to school, it wasn't cool for guys to wear pink. You know what I'm saying? You got laughed at and talked about. They were the first ones to do it and get accepted for it. You know what I'm saying? And you can't take that away from them, man. You know what I'm saying? They got the fans. They got all of Harlem into them. And then it was just on from there. You know what I'm saying? So you could never take that away from Dipset. Now, you know, I'm going to start with Cam'ron. Cam is unique, man. Like, his flow, his delivery, man. Like, nobody is doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one thing about him that helps him win is a win automatically. When Cam gets on the track, you automatically, without a doubt, know it's him. You know what I'm saying? You don't get Cam mixed up with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody flows like that. His flow, his delivery. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can even repeat a line or two, but the way he delivers it, man, is this. You know what I'm saying? The sound, man. Like, you know what I mean? He gives it that laid back flavor. You know what I'm saying? And nobody rhymes like that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give him credit for, you know, inventing his own lane. You know, finding his own lane and perfecting it. And don't get it twisted, man. You know, Cam is a seasoned vet, man. Cam done had his fair share of wars too, man. Of course, like with 50. I think Mace is the most. I think, yeah, I can say he probably went at it with Mace the most. I think at one point he went at it with Nas. So he also had his fair share of battles too, man. You know what I mean? So don't get that twisted. You know what I mean? He'll battle you too. And I think Styles P mentioned this. Cam is just an underrated businessman, man. Like, that cat is a straight up businessman. A lot of people don't know that. Man, he took Dipset and he made Dipset into a lifestyle, man. He turned it into a lifestyle, a brand. And it's probably like over like 30 to 40 artists in Dipset. Like, almost like Wu-Tang or No Limit in a sense. It's mad members of Dipset. Not only three, man. It's a lot of them cats, man. But getting back to Cam is the man, from day one. You know what I'm saying? I was with him since Horse and Carriage. You know what I mean? He had a little bit of help from Mace, but just a little bit of help from Mace. But other than that, I can say Cam did that on his own. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have like a big record label behind him that was like full of stars already or anything like that. So I could kind of say he kind of came on the scene and, you know what I'm saying? He did that, you know? And the one thing about Dipset, and I think Looch, my man Sheik Looch brought this out. Dipset is not really a group. They more of a collective. And I know you hear me say that and you go, like, what you mean? They got albums together and like thousands of songs together and all that. Yeah, that's true. But Dipset is different from the Lox. The Lox came in the game together as a group. And then they, you know, they did their solo projects later on, like, you know, all groups do and everything. But they came in as a group. Dipset wasn't a group. Cam came out first. And I think, you know, if my records is right, Jim Jones wasn't even rapping at first. I think he was kind of like, you know, he was down. Of course, he was down with the set and everything. But I think he like started rapping like later on. He came in later on. And Juelz also came in later on. You know, Cam was a solo artist. Cam was actually in a group with Mace at first. But when he got signed, you know, him and Mace with Bad Boy, and Cam was with Lance Rivera Entertainment. That's what it is. They came in as solo acts. You know, Mace hit it big first, and, you know, Cam followed. You know what I'm saying? So Dipset wasn't a group. They're more of a collective, you know, a collective of individuals that, you know, come together and do albums and do songs. You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference. Now that I gave the Dipset they props, let's get on to the task at hand. Let's get on to LOX. Now, as far as the verses, you know, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? It was a great verses. I'm glad they did it. And the reason why I'm glad that they did it is because, let me tell you, let me take a second to tell you what's wrong with the music in New York. You know, because I'm a New York cat, man. I'm a Queens cat. You know what I'm saying? The problem is unity, man. All New York rappers, like, diss each other, man. Like, rarely do you have anybody that can get along. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's where the South was winning at. Like, you'll get, like, 6-7 artists on the South on one song. You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's hard to get that in New York, man. The Dipset is beefing with G Unit. You know, this person don't like Puff. Jay-Z don't like this person. This person got a problem with Jay. Busta, Ja Rule, you know, whatever. You know, the list goes on and on and on. You can't get all them talents on one song. You know what I'm saying? So, for two groups from New York to be able to, like, you know, do a versus, get together, and they go on tour together, that's a win for the culture, man. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a win for the culture. So, you know what I mean? You didn't see no beefing. They got love for one another, and it was just like a friendly competition. You know what I'm saying? Like, love to see that. Love to see that. Now, from a music standpoint, these are two different groups, man. These are two different groups. The Lox is just straight lyrical. Straight lyrical. The Lox is straight about the music. The Lox is just going to bring it to you word for word, bar for bar. No nonsense. They coming straight at you. You know what I'm saying? So this about the music, this wasn't going to ever be like a contest. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. Now, growing up, me personally, you know, I'm a Tupac fan. You know, I was a big Tupac. I was a big Death Row fan. And, you know, Pac didn't care about anything on Bad Boy. Now, what I just recently found out, I always wondered about, the Lox had never got mentioned in any diss records. And that's because, you know, Pac and them didn't know about the Lox yet. The Lox didn't come out until after the fact. But now, I got to give credit where credit is due. The Lox, lyrically, is like probably the most talented, man. Like, you got to give it to him, man. As far as like just lyrics, they up there. You know, they up there at the top. They up there at the top, man. Now, the reason why people sleep on the Lox and people don't give the Lox their credit, more specifically Jadakiss, is the Lox was a victim of circumstance. You know what I'm saying? And this goes back to what I was talking about earlier about the music business. Sometimes success or failure, when you talk about success or failure, it's more than just the music. You know what I'm saying? The Lox got signed to Bad Boy. And the Lox signed there because of Biggie. You know what I'm saying? There's no doubt about that. Mary J. bought the Lox to Puff, and they made the deal. But the Lox sign there was all about Biggie. You know, if you don't know nothing else, you know the Lox were Biggie fans. You know, Biggie is just the best ever to the Lox. And you would never be able to tell them nothing different. Now, before the Lox got on, or should I say when the Lox got on, now, I have to go back and do a little bit research, but I know there are certain freestyles and some tracks out there with Biggie, you know, and the Lox, obviously. Of course, you know, all about the Benjamins, but I'm not sure of how much work they got to do before, unfortunately, you know, Big passed. I'm not sure if it's a whole lot of work. I know it's some tracks out there, but unfortunately, you know, Big passed before the Lox album came out. Now, if you're familiar with the situation, Puff had to talk Biggie into doing certain records. You know, Big didn't want to do Juicy at first. You know, that this wasn't Big Thing. But Big had the personality to be able to pull those records off. Not saying the Locks don't, but the difference is Big is an individual artist. The Locks is a group. So with it being a group, you have to get all three artists to buy in. You know what I'm saying? Like, if one of your artists in the group can't pull it off, it's going to be difficult. It's more than likely not going to work. Now, we all know the story. Puff is a dancer. Puff is an entertainer. And Puff is going to do those type of records. The Locks are from the streets. They street dudes. Now, Big was that bridge between them. Big was that bridge. Big was going to be that bridge. Big was going to be that guy that would make it work, because he was going to factor into the equation. But unfortunately, when Big passed, the situation with the Locks and Puff was never going to work. Puff didn't know what to do with him. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the Locks debut, they ended up releasing If You Think I'm Jiggy. Now, that song didn't fit them. You could listen to them rap on that song and tell that they didn't want to do it. They didn't have no energy. It seemed like they wanted the people to know that, hey man, you know, we signed the contract and we didn't have no choice but to do this. You know what I mean? So please excuse, just go along with it. It just had that feel of it. You know, I knew it back then. You know what I'm saying? Before everything played out. Like, I knew that situation back then. Now, their second single, Money, Power, Respect, that was a street anthem featuring Lil' Kim. That was the anthem. Everybody loved that song. Everybody loved that song, man. Classic. Classic. Everybody loved it. But If You Think I'm Jiggy turned a lot of people away. You know what I'm saying? In the music industry, and not just the music industry, in life, period, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. You know what I'm saying? And it was their debut album, so a lot of people had some expectations of them, and it wasn't delivered. And that may have turned, you know, it did. It turned a lot of people away. When you first get into this game, you got to play from your strength. You got to bring it. You got to do you, because you're trying to get yourself established. And then after you get established, then you could do certain records, or then you could try certain things. But, you know, they didn't do that. Like, case in point, let's take Drake, for example. You know what I'm saying? The song go right foot up, left foot slide. Basically, all I'm saying is we're about to slide. There's nothing wrong with that record, but I guarantee you that if that was his first single on his debut album, I think his career would be a lot different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come out the gate with certain stuff. Like, you got to play from your strength first, and then you could try those records. Like, that record works for him because he's already established. You know what I'm saying? But that's not a record that you want to come out the gate with. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're not that kind of artist. Now, Puff came out and said that he didn't want them to be street. And I get that, because, you know, he's not that kind of dude. He's not that kind of artist or whatever. But I didn't see nothing wrong with Money, Power, and Respect. I don't think Money, Power, and Respect is gangster. I think it's more of an anthem, like a street anthem. But it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not gangster. Like, there's way much harder records out there than, you know, Money, Power, Respect. Money, Power, Respect was like a, you know, a street anthem, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just give the Locks a whole bunch of those, man, and a story, and get out the way, man. Let them write and let them go. You know what I'm saying? That would have worked right there. But, you know, it went somewhere else with it. If you need any proof, go back and listen to Mace album, Harlem World, and listen to the track 24 Hours to Live featuring the Locks, Black Rob, And I think X was on that as well. Go back and listen to that track, man. Lox killed it. Just give them a story to rap about and get out the way. That's all Puff had to do. But now after the Bad Boy situation, they went over to Rough Riders. Now, that was a good move for them because that was their people. You know, DMX, Yonkers, the whole Yonkers family, Eve, all of them. You know, that's they fit there. Now, those were definitely some good records with the Lox. But it was like, it was a lot of confusion. Like, a lot of people didn't understand were they really signed to Rough Riders or they didn't understand what was really going on because Puff was still in the picture. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of like killed their momentum because people didn't really know if they were signed or not. And I think it was a lot of restrictions because they were still technically signed to Bad Boy. So that killed a lot of their momentum. But overall, man, excuse me, the Lox just got a bad deal. Bad publishing deal. And an unfortunate situation with Big passing. You know, Mace left after that. And then they were kind of like, just kind of like lost in limbo, man. Signed, but like no direction. You know what I mean? With somebody who didn't understand them, you know? But through it all, the music has always been top notch. Through it all, man. Like, the music has never stopped with the Lox, man. Like, they keep, you know, they keep putting out them bangers. You know what I'm saying? If you need any evidence to how good the Lox is, check it out. When somebody wants you to feature on their album, you know what I'm saying? Let's take Jay. When Jay coming out with an album and he wanted to get, you know, some verses, he didn't just go get Jay to, you know, or just pick one out of the group. The whole group was on that track. You know what I'm saying? X, the same thing. Like, he didn't just go and get Jada. The whole group was on that track, man. Like, if you listen to, I'm talking about just straight bars, just straight rhyming. Like, it's all about who got the best verse. It's not about a hook. It's not about none of that. Just, like, consistent flowing back to back to back to back. And when you listen to those tracks, you really don't know who had the best verse because they all killed it. Like, how many people are going to go and get the whole group? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shows, like, the skill, the talent. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to X, Blackout, you know, Jay-Z. They got, you know, all the tracks they got with Jay and all that. They all ripped it. Like, you can't find a weak verse in there. You know what I'm saying? And maybe now that everybody, you know, tuned in to the verses and actually seen them, maybe now that the Lox did their thing, maybe people will start, like, giving them their props. Maybe people will start giving them their respect. You know what I'm saying? Because they earned it. But before I leave the show, man, I want to leave y'all with a question. You know what I'm saying? And I would love to, like, hopefully, the Lox is listening to this, you know what I'm saying, on the Slackers Talk. Because, you know what I mean, I would love to, like, hear their take on this, man. This is a good question for them, man. If you saw the verses, right, you saw Jules Santana call him out. And when he called him out, he was saying, I don't think y'all like girls, man. I don't think y'all like women, man. You know what I'm saying? Basically, he was saying, you know, they didn't have no music for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Basically. Then, if you notice, after he said that, the Lox went into all their records for the ladies. You know, their records they did with J-Lo. You know what I'm saying? Anything that was, any slow songs they came out with, any features or whatever. Like, Chic Looch, Good Love, and all that. And they just, like, came out with an army of records. You know, just for the ladies, right? Now, I think y'all know where I'm going with this because I just touched on it. Going back to Puff in the earlier years, right? They had a falling out with Puff because Puff wanted them to do certain songs. You know what I mean? Like, if you think I'm jiggy and all that. But if you saw the Versus battle that the Lox had with Dipset, they was proud of those slow records. They was proud of that. You know what I'm saying? They was happy to play those records. Now, the question is, did the Lox have a change of heart all of a sudden? Now that they like 20 years plus in the game, did they understand what Puff was trying to do? And if they did, if they do understand what Puff was trying to do, would they, if they had the opportunity, would they, you know, take it back or do things differently? Or is it just that If You Think I'm Jiggy track that Puff wanted to do? What is it, a situation where Puff just went too far? You know what I'm saying? So that's the question. Are they like having a change of heart? Would they, you know, if they had the chance, would they do those records now? Or do they feel like, Puff still went too far? Email me your answers in the comments. I'm dying to hear it. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thank you again for tuning in. We'll talk again later. Y'all be safe.